Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Simon, we're following up on some drill results that were released just yesterday, September 28th. These drill results come from the Tombstone Project in Arizona. They're the final results from this Phase 2 RC drill program. And hole 22 in this news release, I believe, is the best hole gram meters to date on the project. Headline number here, 2.44 grams per ton gold. That also has about 66.5 grams per ton silver, so that equals almost 3.5 grams per ton gold over 65.5 meters. It includes a high grade section of about 22 grams per ton gold equivalent over 7.6 meters. Simon, bring us up to date on this hole 22, the headline number here, how it relates to the overall project, what you're seeing here in some of this drilling, please.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks to you both for having me on. So hole 22, which was the 22nd out of our 23 holes, ended up being the highest gram meter hole. So it if you multiply the numbers out, it's obviously a rough heuristic that investors use, but it's about 222 gram meters gold equivalent. And it's significant in that it extends the mineralization to the east of the pit. So we had primarily been working on a fence pattern on the west side of the pit. But with our remaining drill budgeting, we actually decided to twin some historic holes for potential resource calculation purposes, and as well to test the mineralization to the east this time. And so that's very significant for us. And I think that's the main takeaway, is that, you know, we've hit yet another section of high grade gold and silver, relatively shallow beneath the bottom of the existing pit. This hole was actually only drilled to about 86 meters and was terminated due to caving. But it was mineralized with high grade at the bottom of the hole, and it ended up being our best result. So we've now got, just from the last 2 years of drilling, fairly dense drill spacing on about 500 meters of the project, showing extremely positive geological continuity along that trend. It stretches about 200 meters wide up to about 150 meters deep. So we have, like I said, excellent drill spacing and the potential to build a resource around that. And then in combination with the southern extension of the drilling last year, we have a total strike length of about 900 meters now along the north-south trending contention open pit structure. So an excellent capstone to our drilling this year, and we still intend to have some news out on the drill program over the next few weeks, summarizing our findings from this year's program before we take this information and synthesize it in a plan to expand on the drilling.
Okay, I will post the figure, the image, I guess the map that was included in that news release that shows where the drilling has been completed to date, and that 900 meter distance that you have found mineralization on, that is that yellow outline here from end to end. What does this mean then, Simon, for moving towards a resource? You guys have hit some good grade. This is already fairly decent size in terms of that strike length. When does it come a point that you guys do move into a resource estimate?
So our plan at this point is to do one more round of drilling before we look towards putting together a resource. And the reason for that is that our drill data to date is limited to RC drill holes, which in this drilling environment have been limited to about a maximum depth of 100 to 150 meters due to ground conditions. So we feel that given that all the drill holes this year have bottomed in mineralization, it wouldn't be fair to quantify the epithermal gold silver mineralization until we've had a chance to drill deeper with a diamond drill with some core drilling. So that is what we had previously announced we would do, is to drill some deeper targets. Now some investors might remember that we have Taylor Hermosa style CRD targets at depth. This is much deeper below the pit, between 500 and 750 meters deep. So we do intend to drill those three targets, but we now plan to integrate those deep CRD targets with deeper epithermal gold silver oxide targets between 150 and 200 meters depth. So give us a few weeks here and we'll have updated our geological model to revise that previously announced 2400 meter drill program to incorporate some of the findings from the shallow drilling that we've done this year.
Well, Simon, let's dig into that a little bit deeper, because you've really got two different prongs going on here. You've got the oxidized gold silver mineralization that you're going to be drilling to about 200 meters, but then you also have that deeper layer of the 500 to 700 meter holes where you're testing for that Taylor-esque CRD polymetallic. So walk us through both of those prongs of this drill approach as you move forward with the phase three drilling.
Yeah, so I'll start with talking about the CRD targets that we have. So or in the Tombstone region, there has been some deep drilling conducted. Now, none of it has happened underneath the contention open pit, save for one hole drilled in 1989. So a company called Santa Fe Mining in 1989 drilled 4,800 meters. They were looking for porphyry skarns and CRDs, but their drilling was mostly focused on the western property boundary. So as I mentioned, only one hole was drilled in the vicinity of the contention open pit, and that was a historic hole called T8. And that one actually did return Taylor Hermosa style CRD grades. And the highlight intersection from that hole was at a depth of 656 meters down the hole, right underneath the northern end of the pit where we have been drilling. And that returned 7 meters of a combined 9.1% lead zinc, 0.6% copper, 32 grams silver, and some minor gold. That drill hole was never followed up along the dominant contention trend. So what Aztec has done over the past 2 years has run a deep sensing geophysical survey over the entire project called AMT. And the results of that suggest that beneath the open pit towards the south are two very large conductive bodies that are around 600 meters buried. So we believe these are valid CRD targets given the success of hole T8 to the north of the pit. And again, it's never been followed up to the south. So that forms the basis for the three deep drill targets we'd previously talked about. And then as well to the west, at approximately 200 meters below the surface, there's another strong conductor. And this is obviously much more shallow than those deep CRD targets, but we feel that might be a buried skarn. And we also are supported in targeting this area due to the fact that the shallow mineralization that we've drilled over 2020 and 2021 has all been open to the west. So you know, we feel that we've only really scratched the surface of the shallow gold silver deposit, and we do need to put a couple of deeper holes into that over to the west in particular before we start getting into resource calculations.
Well, there's no doubt that the more shallow gold-silver mineralization ties into the ability to combine it with the rest of the pit, and that's the main driver. But just circling back one more time to those deeper Taylor Hermosa-style holes, just remind people of what the mineralization is like in those kind of deposits, because it's more of a base metals polymetallic. And for those in the audience that don't remember, Arizona Mining was taking out for a very nice premium by South 32 on their base metals, with some silver in there. Just walk us through what those kind of deposits can look like so people have an idea of what those deeper drill targets are going after.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have based our discovery model for these deep targets off of the Taylor discovery that was made in 2015. And some investors will remember that the Taylor deposit was discovered at more than a kilometer below the surface. And it was drilled underneath an existing historic silver deposit. And in fact, that silver deposit, Hermosa, is the next nearest past producing silver district to Tombstone. So while the shallow deposit there had challenging metallurgy, they elected to chase some deeper intersections. And the quantum of what they have discovered to date is something like plus 100 million tons of plus 10% zinc equivalent. So it's a massive underground development project, and it was purchased by South 32 back in 2018 for almost $2 billion Canadian. So it's a unique target. It's, you know, it's a massive sulfide target, so it's different from the open pit heap leach potential near surface, but it could add a completely new dimension to this Tombstone district if it is indeed a CRD deposit down there.
So Simon, big picture, then it sounds like you guys still have a number of targets, especially these deep targets. When could you get another drill on the ground? What's reasonable time expectations here to go through all this recent data and then also organize drillers to get up back on the site?
Yeah, so we are going to break now and interpret the information that we've produced. So I think a reasonable target would be later this year or very early in 2022 to get a diamond drill on site. It's quite a easily accessible project. So in terms of getting started, there's not a whole lot of lead time involved. We're not constructing camps or building roads. We actually took the opportunity to build all of our future drill pads and roads this last summer while we had equipment on site. So it's, you know, about a 3 to 4 month process to get drilling again.
Okay. Before we wrap it up, any updates down in Mexico at the Cervantes project? I know that you guys had a work program ongoing there. We had talked about Cervantes in some of these last interviews. Any updates you can provide us there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been working at Cervantes. We are preparing for a 5,000 meter drill program down there. We have equipment on site actually this week preparing drill pads. So while that is subject to financing, we are moving along with preparing to drill. And again, that would be the first drilling at Cervantes since mid-2018, which was our phase one program while Aztec was earning into the 65-35 joint venture with Kootenay. And that one yielded a large gold oxide discovery on just one of our 11 targets. So we're going to have a chance to go in there, expand on that gold oxide discovery at California, and start to test some of the other porphyry gold copper targets. And similarly to Tombstone, we're planning to get in there and test some of those deeper targets that we have as well. So both projects have that similarity, lower risk gold oxide shallow mineralization with deeper blue sky potential at depth.
Okay. Simon, I appreciate the update and congratulations on that, especially hole 22, wrapping up that phase two drilling at the Tombstone property. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals, so we will be following up as more news hits the market. Simon, thanks for your time. Thanks for the update.
Thank you both for having me on.